Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Run, Thrive, Survive. I'm your host, Sierra Carter, and this week we are going to be talking about my experience in the hyperbaric oxygen chamber or hyperbaric oxygen therapy. I'm going to try not to sound so excited as clearly as I'm super excited about this. Okay, so I'm just going to dive right in. So I did try the hyperbaric chamber last week, last Friday, as of this recording, and I can't say that I was blown away. I actually think that my experience just like was not the best experience I could have ever gotten. Before I get into it, I just want to say this. There are a lot of things that companies and people can sell to an athlete, right? We are all looking for higher performance. We are all trying to be better athletes and get stronger, faster, better every single day. So sometimes it's a really easy sell. And I am huge into trying everything once to see if it is for you. Because there's not one salesperson in this world that is going to convince me that whatever they're trying to sell me is best for me. Us athletes, we know ourselves. But we also have to be willing to try something to see how we react to it. Now, I know some people that swear by this hyperbaric oxygen chamber, and I've never heard anything bad about that. Now, I'm just kind of starting to question it, to be honest with you, after going into it and trying it myself. And that's because when I tried cryo, I wasn't a huge fan. I was like, I don't know, like it could be a gimmick. But cryotherapy, I honestly like saw a huge difference like immediately one session. When it came to red light, I'm not super sure about red light, but I'm starting to see a difference in my skin now that I'm doing it on a consistent basis. So sometimes you have to do it on a consistent basis and have faith, or sometimes, you know, cryotherapy is right away. Massages, right away for me. Stretching, rolling out, almost immediately I can feel the benefits and the way it does help my body. Now, the hyperbaric oxygen chamber, I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't like this thing. I don't know. I just, not the thing. Here. So I'm gonna run you through my experience. So I signed up to do a free 30-minute trial at the Be Healthy Utah conference. They were there letting people go into these oxygen chambers for free. And I was like, you know what? Why not? I'm here. Let's do it. And I signed up for it and I get there. And they, first off, were very kind of pushy. And they're like, what are you trying to heal? And I was like, what do you mean? What am I trying to heal? Like, I'm trying this because my doctor really wants me to do it. And I had kind of pushed back for a while, not wanting to use any of my cryo sessions for this. And they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, you want something to go in there and see a difference with. And I was like, okay, well, I'm an athlete. So, of course, they come up. They too are athletes and use this every single day, and they can just tell a humongous difference. And what it's supposed to do for athletes is it helps repair the injured tissue by absorbing a highly concentrated amount of oxygen, which is great. Like when you live in the Salt Lake City now that like I do, so I can be like, oh, well, I'm kind of like oxygen deficit, I should probably do something like this. But when I'm reading about it online, it says you have to do a 60 to 90 minute treatment. And my first thought is, one, I didn't do this long enough. I get it. I know a lot of you are thinking that. But the other one is 60 to 90 minutes. Guys, I don't have that time to get my oxygen levels back up to where they need to be by just doing this thing. So I guess like that's kind of like my first like pet peeve about it is it takes a lot longer, whereas cryotherapy is like 2 minutes. Like I'm not gonna stay in negative 169 degree weather for 30 minutes or more. It's 2 minutes. I'm in and out. I'm done. It's quick. It's fast and it's efficient for my lifestyle. When it comes to something like this, I don't know many athletes who don't have anything else going on other than like elite athletes that can just sit in an oxygen chamber that have the money to do so every day too for 60 minutes or more. But that's just me. So that's my first pet peeve that I was kind of like, red flag, not sure about this. But then looking at this thing, I want to give you a visual. This hyperbaric oxygen chamber I got into looks like one of those propane tanks that sits up on top of somebody's yard, and that white kind of like cylinder tank looking thing. And this one's not hard shell. Apparently hard shell comes with a lot more complications or injuries versus the softer shell. So this is going to be more like a tent, but really, really thick material where they're going to zipper you in. And it's low to the ground and it's laying pretty much on the ground. You have to climb in. So I climb in and I just want you guys to hear me talk in this chamber. Let me see if I can pull up that audio.
We're checking in. My ears are hurting a lot. But okay, to be fair, I've always had ear problems. Like when I was little, they used to hurt all the time under pressure when we'd go diving. Ooh, they're hurting.
If you're hearing this right, it is super loud. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't get any better. And also, if you could hear over how loud it was in that clip I just played you, guys, my ears were hurting so bad. Like my ears were throbbing. And here's the problem. I have to go over a few things. So when I was little, I used to have a lot of ear problems. I used to collapse my ears when I would dive in the water. And this is pretty much like changing the air pressure, like changing the water pressure. Well, the risks of hyperbaric oxygen therapy are ear and sinus pain, middle ear injuries, including tympanic membrane rupture, temporary vision changes, and lung collapse, which they say is rare, but you know, not impossible. I wasn't worried about my lungs, but I was starting to worry about my ears in there to the point where I actually almost terminated it. I've never, ever terminated something like this, and I almost terminated this because it hurt that bad. Just want to make a note of that because that's going to come up later on. But like the rest of the session, it was just really loud, kind of obnoxious. I didn't really want to like hear it the whole time. So maybe that's like a con of the softer shell ones. Like you probably can hear the motor running on the outside, whereas the hard shell, probably a lot quieter. I'm not really sure. I just don't like consistent noise for 30 minutes, let alone an hour to 90 minutes. And they told me that I'd be able to sit up in this thing. I'm 5'9". I could not sit up in this. So it's not that tall to sit up in if you're probably anywhere over 5'6". It is very spacious inside. I was worried about claustrophobia. I'm not claustrophobic, but you know, you always get nervous just in case. I didn't have a problem with being claustrophobic like whatsoever. Not even at the beginning. But I will say I didn't feel very relaxed in there. I didn't feel a huge difference, a stress relief, anything like that. Like they were really probing me afterwards. So it lasts about 30 minutes. I closed my eyes in the last three and the guy had woken me up and he was like, or not woken me up. I like kind of tapped on the thing. He said, gotta wake up, time to get out, which was kind of like rude, but that's okay. I get it. Like maybe you wouldn't be able to hear us or we wouldn't be able to hear you. But I get out and he's like, oh, so you relaxed enough to fall asleep in there. And I was like, no, I just like literally closed my eyes after playing on my phone for another, you know, 27 minutes. And the attitude about this kind of changed because they asked me how I liked it. And I said, yeah, you know, I'm a huge person into cryotherapy and red light. And I'm not sure how I felt about this. And then they handed me a card and they were going over everything. And they kept asking me, don't you feel less stressed? You should feel less stressed. Are you starting to feel less stress yet? And honestly asking me time after time of me knowing I didn't feel much stress, I was like, oh my God, I'm starting to actually feel more stress. Like, please stop asking me. And on top of it, when I had said, you know, it's really loud in there and my ears really hurt, like really badly. He's like, oh yeah, sometimes your ears will just hurt a little bit. And I was like, and I tried to like tell him, I'm like, no. Like this was pretty serious. Like I almost terminated the session because my ears, like it felt like my jaw was cracking. Everything in my ears hurt. And he got very defensive, like very, both of them actually got very defensive. And they're just like, well, that happens. Like maybe if you have problems in an airplane, you shouldn't be in this. And I just kind of giggled. If you know me, I travel all the time. I've never, ever had problems with my ears on an airplane ride. Like I pop them just like everybody else. And they continue to say, well, you have to figure out a different way to pop your ears because that wasn't working. And to be honest with you, I just kind of said thank you and I walked away. It just wasn't the best experience I've ever had. I personally do not think if you have ear problems, you should ever go sit in this thing. And on top of it, somebody messaged me on Instagram and they said that they had a permanent rupture from the oxygen chamber or hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And I was like, you know, this is why we do our research. But on the other hand, I want to leave you with this message. So I didn't have the best experience. Am I saying that you should not do this? No, I'm not. Because maybe there's other things that you are going through and you are dealing with that is going to help you with. Personally, anything in my life, the hyperbaric oxygen chamber is not the answer to. It's just not. It's not there. But for you, you might have other complications that this actually could benefit immensely. And I always encourage people to try something once. These are safe. These are not scary treatments. They are safe. I'm not going to say safe and effective, but it's safe. You are monitored by professionals. They know what they're doing. They weren't going to let me, you know, just die in there, but it is still at your own risk. So again, I'm just relaying this out to you. Try everything at least once. If you love it, awesome. If you hate it, just don't do it again. But don't take all these other professionals' advice and be like, this is the regimen that you have to do. Because I personally don't believe in that. I do so many different things from so many other people who will try to like shove it down your throat. And personally, we can all find success on different paths and different ways and things that work best for us. Because we are not all one singular person. That's why there's so many options out there. So you guys, thanks for listening to my soapbox today. I hope this kind of helps you maybe understand behind what it's supposed to do and what it's like as an experience, because you can always look up the benefits yourself and the benefits go on for miles and miles and miles. And you know, that's awesome, but like, I don't have all those things and everything's going to benefit the exact same thing. Just find something that you personally think is going to be best for you. And again, this one's just not best for me. I'm going to stick with my cryo until we try something different. So you guys, with that being said, I love you so much. Please make sure that you share this podcast and rate it if you're on Spotify, or leave a review if you are on Apple. I will see you guys here again next week for another episode, and I can't wait to bring it to you guys. So until then, let me start that over, you guys. Until then, I hope you get out there and run your life before life runs you. Bye, guys.